halls of Norwich and the people come and go. Here by the Tower of Julian, I tell them what I know. Ring out bells of Norwich and let the winter come and go. All shall be well again, I know.
We just heard the bells of Norwich. Boy, all shall be well again. I think that's a promise from Revels North. They are our guests here. You know, concert baritone, recording artist, and music educator John Langstaff staged his first Christmas revels in New York City in 1957. And his daughter, Carol Langstaff, brought the revels from Cambridge to Hanover, New Hampshire. And the Revels North was founded 1974, and they've been blessing audiences since then with great performances in Hanover and Lebanon. And boy, what a treat it has been, and it continues to be, as even though we have all been struggling with live performances, Revels North has figured out a way to bring us the magic of the solstice, and we're going to hear all about it. Our guests are Alex Cummings, Josiah Prayetti, Nils Fredlund, the artistic director, and Brian Cook, the executive director. Welcome all.
Thanks.
Welcome you. Okay.
Welcome you. So yes. So tell us a little bit about who we just heard perform the Bells of Norwich.
Yes. I guess I'll take this one just for a minute because I was lucky enough to arrange some of the music. And on vocals, you had all the way from the UK, Rosie Calvert, a member of the Teacups, a band that I perform with. My name is Alex Cumming, by the way. and then we also had the amazing Vicky Swant and Johnny Dyer, who are also a duo from the UK, on nickel harper and bouzouki. And that nickel harper really gives a beautiful sing to the whole piece. It rings out so true to the kind of nature of bells. It was utterly lovely. And then you had myself, Alex, playing accordion, but that's less important than the other wonderful people.
Alex, how much has this changed for you and being a performer, the ability to perform live shows?
It's certainly been different. And like, I was lucky enough to be a guest artist for Revels North last year as well. So I got to experience working in the new venue at the Lebanon Opera House and working and collaborating with people for that Revels. And it was an amazing experience. And it was a very collaborative experience artistically. And so changing that up this year, it was less of a artistic collaboration with the musicians and more of a, I'm arranging this piece and I'm sending the music and you're going to record your pieces. So it was a different experience, and people came back with some ideas, and it was a bit of interchange. But because you're not in the same room as people, I think the rest of the Revels team here will also account for that. Like, every part of it is, when you're not in the same room as someone, it's just a very different artistic process. And so it was a steep learning curve, but I'm really proud of the results that we got from it.
That's a great opportunity for us to transition to Executive Director Brian Cook to talk about the technology. Boy, where would we be without the technology? Tell us how the Revels performance this year is changing, Brian.
Okay. Thank you for having us on the show again. It's always fun for Rebels North to come back to the Folk Show and talk to you and talk to your audience. We started having this conversation, honestly, probably March 13th of this year. I think when everybody else was having a similar conversation, and became quite clear in May that we were going to need to change course. A live production at Lebanon Opera House just seemed very, very unlikely. And we were trying to figure out, well, what can we do that would actually delight our audience? Even if we can't get them together physically, how can we create some sort of connection or some sort of, I don't know, sense of the joy and the hope that comes with the winter solstice and Rebels North's annual Christmas Rebels celebration? When we started talking about animation, things really, really got exciting quickly. It was an idea that a lot of us were really fired up about. And we started talking about this seriously in May, and then found the right collaborators in June and July. Specifically, we have the musicians, Alex Cumming and Jane Boxall. Jane was the percussionist in the 2019 show at Lebanon Opera House, and she put together a wonderful score for this show. Another collaborator was an outfit based in Randolph, Vermont, called the No Strings Marionette Company. They provided a marionette that was inspired by Jack Langstaff. And if you've seen the trailer for the show, then you have seen No Strings artistry on display. And then the missing piece was a new partner for us, one that we really, really feel lucky to have found. And that's a group based in Keene, New Hampshire, called the SALT Project, which is a nonprofit film production company that does national level work and has actually won 3 Emmy Awards for their work. Their work includes film, includes animation, but not exclusively animation. And they just were the perfect partner to help us push this vision forward. And once we got things started in earnest in July, things really, really moved quickly. And you're right, the technology is what made it possible. I can't imagine doing this 10 years ago without Zoom and without how quickly, you know, like Alex can prepare a song with people across the ocean. I mean, we were able to somehow manage the international artist that Christmas Rebels is known for. So really, the technology did make this possible. And finally, our ability to showcase this film, we put it on Vimeo On Demand just on Friday. So people are seeing it now for the first time. And even something like that 10 years ago just would have been out of our reach. So there's nothing lucky about the pandemic, but it is nice that we did have the technology available for an alternative.
When once we would be talking about the pageantry and the dancing and the costumes and all the groups on the stage, we're now saying, wow, look what they've done with that video. I was able to view it, and it's really wonderful. It's really very, I don't know, I just got excited about the holidays again when I saw it. So, and then looking out my window today and seeing snow, that didn't hurt anything either. So we're getting into the holiday spirit, getting ready for the solstice with Revels North and the Christmas Revels. Nils, how have things changed for you? Now, you're somebody who's really involved with contra dance, right? So that's not really happening right now.
It is not happening. I had my last gig on March 7th.
Oh my
actually.
goodness.
I had a Call de Contredanse in Montpelier, Vermont, and that I believe was the last one that they had in their series before closing up shop until things become safe for public gatherings again. And we're holding out that faith and hope that that will come. But there's a lot of patience in that world and in the rest of the world,
Sure.
just to make sure that when we do gather again, as we will, it is safe to do so. So yeah, I haven't really been doing a lot of contradance,
No.
a lot of contradance calling. There are online dances, but I haven't kind of dipped my toe into that world
Oh
yet.
my goodness. Nils Fredlund, Artistic Director for Revels North. What excites you about this new project?
There are so many things. It's kind of hard to it's hard to articulate just one thing. I think Brian laid out a good version of the backstory of the project. Once we established the relationship with the Salt Project, that's really when things kind of crystallized. It all came together. So up to that point, we were talking about concept, getting some ideas down on paper, exploring what possibilities we imagined animation would provide, and then being able to actually enter into conversation with the experts, Liz and Matt Meyer Bolton, who are the there are a lot of people that comprise the amazing work that the Salt Project does, but Liz and Matt are really at the core of the whole thing. And as soon as we had our first conversation with them, Josiah and I think really understood pretty quickly what we needed to do on our side in order to provide them with a vision that they could then turn into reality on the screen. And that part of the process was so, gosh, it was so inspiring in the way that putting on a stage production is, but completely turned on its head. I just didn't know what was coming next, And I think that was the cool thing. I felt like the same spirit that goes into a Christmas Revels on stage was kind of infused into this production process that has become this beautiful gem of a film. And I learned so much, and that was the most exciting part, was just to be able to kind of be a sponge and be in wonder the whole time. I felt like I was just in wonder, It was amazing.
We'll have more music from the Christmas Revels as we visit with the folks from Revels North in just a moment.
NHPR is your source for timely, reliable information regarding the coronavirus pandemic and its impact in New Hampshire and across the country. I'm Corey Princel, Managing Editor for NHPR. Stay with us for fact-based news throughout the day and head to nhpr.org for a live blog of updates, answers to frequently asked questions, and the latest from state and federal health officials. Stay informed, stay connected with our continued coverage of the coronavirus on NHPR and nhpr.org.
Stay informed with NHPR news from New Hampshire and NPR. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Listen Community Services, helping the Upper Valley's most vulnerable residents stay warm, housed, and fed this holiday season. Learn more at listencs.com. And Norwich Solar Technologies, providing comprehensive solar energy systems for forward-thinking New Hampshire communities, schools, and businesses. NorwichSolar.com. We're visiting with folks from Revels North, including Alex Cumming, Josiah Proietti, Brian Cook, and Nils Fredlund, the artistic director. Nils, let's hear a tune. What would you recommend that we play next to get people a little bit jazzed about the Christmas revels?
Sure. So, one of the things that we tried to capture and bring into this film, of course, is the voices of our local community. That's been at the core of every Christmas Revels production for the 45 years that Revels North has been an organization in the Upper Valley. And so that was a little tricky to figure out how to do that. oftentimes the favorite moments of the show for some people involve the children's chorus. And for this particular film, this particular production, we were able to actually bring safely together into a recording, kind of ad hoc recording studio, and record individual children's voices and knit them together in a choir, the small children's chorus. So this next number that you're going to hear is actually the number that sets up the entrance of the dragon in the Mummers play. This is a song called The Armed Man. And this is the 2020 Christmas Revels Children's Chorus.
Smith, oh Smith, come blow the fire. Blow the fire till its flames leap to the sky. Leap to the sky.
The 2020 Christmas Revels Children's Chorus here on The Folk Show. The Revels North continue to meet their mission and bring children together and their community together to prepare us for the winter solstice. All shall be well again. That's really fantastic, Nils, to be able to weave those children's voices together as you have to include them.
May I say that that a lot of the weaving together, the magic of weaving all of these voices together, comes from Josiah Peretti, who, in addition to being a stage director extraordinaire that I have been fortunate to work with over the last five productions, also showed himself to be a fabulous audio engineer for this year's project. So we all have these skills that sort of bubble to the top when they're needed. And Josiah revealed his hidden superpower there. So I wonder if Joe, could talk about the knitting together.
Yeah, it was a pleasure, first of all. And really fun to get source material from all over the world and then put it into one place, working with the SALT team, then a little bit back and forth at the end to make sure it really matched up with everything they were providing over what we would call the audio bed, right? The finished product of the soundscapes that come from Alex and the found sounds that we got from the internet. And of course, the wonderful music that came from Jane Boxall, that all sort of blended together. That was sort of the biggest contribution I had, an unexpected contribution to the final product.
When you take all of that material that you've collected from everywhere, and then you have to decide what's going to go into that little capsule. So it's only, 19 minutes long or something like that?
17 and change.
17.
I'm not sure where we came in at, but 17, yep.
And how can people view it?
Yes, I can take that one. there are sort of the three main ways that people can view it are all going to be found at our website. Revelsnorth.org will send you off in many different directions, but really that's the gatekeeper. From there, you can access Vimeo On Demand. We have a link right on our website to the Vimeo On Demand page. There is also an opportunity to order a DVD. There are some people who still do that, and people are indeed ordering DVDs. So if you'd like to submit an order for a DVD, you can do that on our website. We are also looking for many, many ways to make this available to the community for free. We realize that this has been a difficult year for many, many people in the region for a number of reasons related to the pandemic. And it was important to us to make the film as broadly available as possible. So we arranged for 15 showings with our local community television station, which is called CATV. They're going to show both this film and the 2019 production from Lebanon Opera House, which Alex was a big part of, and that's called An English Celebration of the Winter Solstice. And catv8.org, if you aren't living in the area, will stream these this double feature is what we're calling it, on their website. And the first of these is Thanksgiving Day at 2 o'clock. That will be the first double feature, and we will have a total of 15 from then until January 1st. So those are the three main ways. We have learned recently that New Hampshire PBS is actually going to show this as well, which is really, really exciting to think that we went from just this crazy idea in May to actually creating something that was of interest to New Hampshire PBS is incredibly satisfying.
The Revels North have continued to produce holiday experiences as well as continue throughout the year with educational programs. And can you talk about that a little bit, Brian, about other things that help you to meet your mission?
I might actually hand this one to Nils. I think Nils is the one who, more than anyone else, is the, you know, carries the mission forward. Nils, you want to talk about some of the year-round programming?
Sure. You know, I can start with what we were doing immediately before the pandemic, and then how we've pivoted in response to the restrictions that the pandemic has kind of placed on collaborating and being together. So right as the pandemic was taking hold in March, we were wrapping up a community chorus program called Spring Singers. I think we were in our third year. Is that right, Brian? So our third year of Spring Singers, which is just a multi-generational community chorus, loosely on a spring theme, sort of winter, winter into spring. And, you know, in addition to that, we have also held a regular series of pub sings. Those have been in person in the past, and we've migrated to having those pub sings online, which has been an interesting and satisfying experience. Singing with people on Zoom, as some of your listeners may know, is as long as you can kind of reset your expectations, can be a really, really lovely, lovely thing. You have to use your imagination to imagine yourself surrounded by other voices. But the pub sings on Zoom have been satisfying. I think we've run two of those now. There is a chorus that I am running right now on Zoom called Virtual Singers that started in early October and will run to the second Monday in December. So we have just a few more weeks of that program. And that's another multi-generational community chorus, open to anybody, no auditions, and a great mix of material and opportunities to record and be part of these virtual choir videos that have been circulated around the world by many, many organizations. So we're dipping our toe into that process, which has been fun. We will continue to see what the next year holds, and we'll continue just to hold our mission as a focal point and see what we can do to offer opportunities to come together as a community to create, be engaged in the creative process together. You know, the thing I think that I always try to carry as a, you know, as the heart of the Revels North mission is this feeling that everyone is welcome and everyone is capable. We'll start with wherever you are, and we will help you figure out how to have a feeling of success in the creative process. And that, I think, is the gift that Revels really offers.
We'll come back and talk about the metric for success in a moment as we visit with Nils Fredlund, Artistic Director of Revels North, Brian Cook, the Executive Director, also Josiah Prieti and Alex Cumming. This is NHPR, where support comes from you, our listeners, and the Seacoast Chamber Alliance, celebrating local restaurants where chefs are busy creating dine-in and takeout menus. More on what's cooking in the Seacoast at visitseacoastnh.com. I'm Kate McNally, and this is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. We're visiting with folks from Revels North, and we're talking about the 2020 Christmas Revels production, All Shall Be Well Again. We want to play another tune, though. Let's play. Should we play Dona Nobis, you think?
Yeah.
And tell us about this production.
Yeah, I'll be happy to answer, because we ended up training a small army of community members how to record their own voices on their own devices at home. And we had dozens, I think it was upwards of 50 recordings of people that sent them in to us from our community of varying recording qualities, right? If you can imagine, some people have phones and some people have home recording studios. Either way, Nils and I had great fun getting people on board that have never recorded their voices before, and then sending their voices in to blend them all together. And then, of course, at the end, what you'll hear is a found sound recording from a Revels production of an entire chorus. Actually, I believe it's Revels North. Nils, please jump in and confirm that.
I think that's actually, so the found sound recording is Cambridge and Cambridge Revels.
Great.
From the early 90s, I think, or the early 2000s. I'm not sure. I would have to look at the date of that recording.
So the small chamber choir you hear in the beginning is our community voices mixed together from lots of different households, and then we blend in that whole sound, that to hopefully give people a fond memory of what it feels like to be in the big hall with hundreds of people surrounding you. We wanted to have both of those feelings in this piece, which I think, actually, if I could say one more thing, this is the center of why we ended up doing this project, that celebrating the solstice is really important for human beings of, you know, completely around the globe, that when darkness descends, when the days get shorter, when the temperatures get colder, that we end up overcoming. And in lots of ways, in a nation such as ours, sometimes the darkness is in symbolism only. However, this year, lots of people feel it materially, and we thought it was even more important that we overcome the fact that we couldn't do a show. We were going to do something anyway, and my hat is off to Brian for leading the way on that. He was absolutely the person that made this possible. So this is the heart of our show here in Dona Nobis Pacem.
Dona nobis pacem, pacem. Dona nobis pacem. Dona nobis pacem, pacem. Dona nobis pacem.
Dona nobis pacem.
beautiful version of Dona Nobis Pacem here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, one of my all-time favorite songs. During a time when so many folks are feeling isolated and are staying home and just wondering how they're going to make it through the cold winter, Revels North has found a way to bring us the light and to carry us through the solstice with a new way of reaching audiences. And you have lots of opportunities, which we will tell you a little bit more about, to see this incredible work, All Shall Be Well Again. How do you know that you've really succeeded in carrying this great endeavor out to your audiences when you are, or how do you feel satisfied about that? I guess the question is, because when you produce the Revels performances for 4 days and you have a couple matinees and you have the evening performances and you have your audiences standing on their feet in applause and giving you those laughs and singing along, and now we're all watching in a different way. How do you know, Brian Cook, Executive Director for Revels North, that people are responding and receiving your project?
This is it was a priority for us to create something that would feel true to longtime Revels supporters, both the performers, the audience members. And we had some really good conversations with people in the summer about this, where we said, okay, we have this vision of creating a short film that would include animation, but we really want it to feel like it's right for you. And the partnership, I think, with Salt Project and No Strings was a big part of realizing that. The first metric that has come and gone is a sneak preview that we had with folks about a week ago, where we gathered and watched it together virtually. We found a platform where people could watch it all together at the same time. And then we processed it together afterwards, had a Q&A, and it was kind of a celebration. And there were people who've been involved with the Revels since the 80s, maybe even since the 70s, actually. And they were just overjoyed by the film, and a couple people actually reported being tearful mm-hmm. about it, and if nothing else, that means we have succeeded. We have created something that really, really feels like a true Revels experience for the people that matter the most to us, and that is our longtime audiences. The other metrics, we'll see. We would love to see this as an opportunity to bring new people on board. We're hoping that the fact that it's a free 17-minute animated sort of snack will actually invite people who have never tried the live show. I'm especially hoping for young families to give Revels a shot and to understand why it has been such an important holiday tradition in New Hampshire for 45 years. That to me is going to be an exciting opportunity from this, is if we can bring in new audiences through this film that follow us year after year, then that is a measure of success.
I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, and they're fairly new to Revels, and they absolutely love the movie. And they now run around the house singing The Bells of Norwich, and they love the Little Mummers Play Dragon bit. I absolutely love that. But one thing I'll note as well, also, not only that, like you're saying, the new generations are really enjoying it because it's something really special and magical and just full of really cool things. But like you said, from the watch parties, people were getting this real nostalgic thing, because like this movie was made in memory of Mr. Langstaff, you know, and people were just so overjoyed to be able to hear his voice and see him again in this movie. And so there was this kind of like, where the new people to Revels didn't have that connection, there was that whole other level for people who are stalwarts to the Revels thing. And it was so magical to experience that, you know. And I think that's one thing the whole of your team have done so incredibly well, is just have it be a magical experience for everyone on so many levels. And you can watch it lots of times and notice new things. And I think that's what makes it a successful movie for all generations and all Revels experiences.
I would say it keeps your children's attention, wouldn't you say, Alex?
But the multimedia aspect of the show is really good as well from watching. I think that helps really tell the story through, because it's got the puppetry, it's got the animation, it's got the live video from things gone past. So the multimedia aspect of it as well, I think, really helps drive the story and is really captivating for the younger kids like mine, for sure.
In case you've just joined us, we're visiting with the folks from Revels North, and we're talking about this year's Christmas Revels project, All Shall Be Well Again. And they've incorporated new partners in this year's production, which includes an Emmy Award-winning production team from Keene, New Hampshire, that helped them to build this little video. It's about 17 minutes plus change, and it's just delightful. It's very colorful, and it is very magical. So the Revels North have been able to continue the magic and sustain the magic that many audiences have been enjoying year after year and expecting. Well, one of the metrics, I guess, could be that I'm just saying bravo, Revels North team. Bravo, you've done an exceptional job. You really have been able to. You got me excited about the solstice and about just this holiday season when so many things have changed and many things have been interrupted for so many people. Thank you for carrying on the magic with this wonderful piece that folks can view on PBS, on New Hampshire Public TV. And also it will be viewed again, is it CATV that it will be available? And you can also get it on Vimeo. And how do people do that, actually, Brian? How do people view it on Vimeo? They can just get the link from Revels North website? Is that how it goes?
Exactly. If you visit revelsnorth.org, we will point you in several different directions at once, including to the Vimeo On Demand page that is specifically dedicated to All Shall Be Well Again.
Perfect. It's just a gorgeous piece. Any final thoughts from any of you gentlemen? We've been visiting with Alex Cumming, also Josiah Prietti, Nils Fredlund, and Brian Cook. Any final thoughts about this All Shall Be Well Again?
Yeah, this is Josiah once more. Just on the note of metrics of success, even if not one more pair of eyeballs sees this piece, not one more pair of ears hears this piece, I think that we have succeeded in keeping this tradition alive, that we have found professional musicians to sustain us, that to be a part of us, and in a time where professional musicians are really hurting, they're really hurting financially, we still brought our community members in. And we grew beyond our previous box of a live show and made something completely new for the Revels tradition. So all of those metrics in my book equal success beyond measure.
Yeah, I would echo that. This is Nils. And I would echo all those things. I think, you know, as unusual to our normal experience as this year has been, the opportunity to create this film and explore a new medium for presenting the Revels traditions has really been a pleasure. And as Alex observed earlier on, there is a very significant connection that people feel to the roots of what started all of this. And Jack Langstaff is honored in this film, and I think I can speak for others on the team when I say his spirit is really felt all the way through the 17 minutes. And that is truly a special thing and a really great opportunity to be able to explore that that spirit of what started Revels in the first place and continues on through these new experiences.
And the one thing that's super exciting about this is this movie is just not going to be this year. It's now a thing, and it's going to go on and on and on and reach new audiences, whether people move away from a Revels production and they can't watch it anymore. People can still have Revels in their lives, and people like in the UK who are now aware of Revels and other places around the world can now have Revels as part of their holiday celebrations for like endless years to come, which is just thrilling, I think.
For more information about how to access this beautiful film, visit the Revels North, and that website is
revelsnorth.org.
Oh, thank you so much for bringing community voices together and weaving them into the program this year. And thank you for bringing world-class musicians to your virtual stage. Really am excited for you. With that, what should we end with today?
I think we'll go out with an instrumental version of a carol that has for many, many years, since the very beginning of the Christmas revels in Cambridge, Massachusetts, ended the shows. This is called the Sussex Mummers Carol. This year I decided as the artistic director that I wanted to move away from a sung version of this carol and let this beautiful melody kind of wash over our audience through a beautiful arrangement of it by Mr. Alex Cumming.
This is just essence of revels and guest artists, because this has myself performing accordion from Massachusetts. It has an oboe part from the wonderful Jonathan Work in Canada, and has the amazing violin and viola work of Sarah Matthews in England. So a true international spirit for revels.
I invite you all to sing along with this version of the Sussex Carol. This is The Folk Show. Thanks to our guest, Alex Cumming, also Nils Fredlund, Josiah Proietti, and Brian Cook. All shall be well again. That's the promise from the Revels North. Thank you so much for stopping in.
Thank you, Kate.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate.
The Sussex Carol here on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio, where support comes from you, our listeners, and Vineyard Brands, importers of Miraval Rosé wine from the estate of Joli Pitt and Perrin, available in New Hampshire state liquor and wine outlets, and at miravaltheartofrosé.com. And Golf and Ski Warehouse, with stores in Hudson, Greenland, and West Lebanon, New Hampshire, and in Scarborough, Maine. Learn more at golfskiwarehouse.com. In the next hour, one of your favorite tunes, especially for Thanksgiving, on The Folk Show at NHPR.